We are learning Masechtas Sota Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, and we're starting the second line from the top. It said in the Mishnah, the fourth thing was Umakai's Prushin. The fourth thing was someone who walks into the walls and he's bleeding away, and he says, "Ooh, he's a big parush, this guy. He doesn't have any Shaykh Sa'il Mazah." So we wanted to give examples of people who are Prushin. Tana Rabbanan, Shiva Prushin mean. There are seven Prushin, which is not very flattering, these Prushin. Prushin means someone who's he separates himself from things from Olam Hazeh, and he makes up with a big tzaddik, and it's not a good thing. There's seven prushim here. Parush Shechmi, the parush from Shechem, parush Nakvi, we'll see what everything means, parush Kizoi, parush Meduchya, parush Machavasi Ve'aseno, parush Mahava, parush Miru. And now the Gemara explains each one of these prushim. Parush Shechmi, Zeh Oysa Maisa Shechem. That's someone who does Maisa Shechem. What's Maisa Shechem? Shechem, they got a milo, Shlosh Shemaim. They got convinced to all do a mila. Why? Because they get money, get shaduchim. So that's, they're all doing for the owner and all, the people should mechaber them or other things. That's not shem shemaim. That's that type of parash. So parash does things, shalosh shemaim is called parash shechmi, which is not a good thing. Like our mission says, mevali ha'olam. Oh, the more than ask that. This is not a case of shalosh shemaim. This is lahedya for something else. This is not shalosh, but this is lahedya to show off for something else, for not a good thing. So parash shechem zel is the maisa shechem. Parosh Nakvi, Zeh Menakev es Raglov. That's someone who walks with a big anivus, and he doesn't pick up his feet, he walks very slowly, and he keeps on banging his feet into rocks, and he's bleeding from his feet because he's so busy being a parosh. Parosh Kizoyi, that's Omar Nachman by Yitzchak, that makes his dam look solemn, that he does bloodletting to the walls, which means he bangs into walls. Why is he banging into walls? So Rashi gives you a gevaldik of Shazuk. Rashi, Oysa Atzmei Ko'itzimeinov, he makes it, he's closing his eyes, so he's stakel benoshim. He's not looking at any women. No, he's closing his eyes, walking into walls. It's only men. It's like in the middle of the shul. He's walking into walls because he doesn't look at any ladies. To this type of guy, his makas dam laksalim, a big parish. That's not a good thing. Parish meduchya. Meduchya is a pestle. It's a type of tool that they use to smash spices. It's very bent. So he, Rabbi Ashila, the mishapakim meduchya, he bends down, he lowers his eyes like a meduchya. Now the Mashal points out that really that's how you're supposed to walk. You're really supposed to walk with your eyes down. The Gemara says, you're supposed to walk with your eyes down. So the Mashal says, Afakav Darminon, Shiyelich Odom Kivis Roish, Leib Kaimis Kufa, Evsher, Zog the Mashal, the Meshabakim Aduchi, Kifufa Beyoisimadai. It's like extra bound down. But Evsher, the Chayin the Nokahinu, Ba'oiso is a Kamar Matsay Abrias, the preachers. The problem here is really that they're making believe they're a parish and not that they're really a parish. That's really the Taina. And now the fifth one, Parush Machavos of Asena, which means the Parush says, he asks the question, what am I supposed to do? I don't know how to do it. So, Frank Demar, how am I used to? He's not a Gevaldik Zach. He's saying, tell me what I'm supposed to do. Elo Dama, Machavos Yeshuva Asena. Fakarat, he's saying like this, you know, I do everything. Anything more you want me to do, like, you know, I'm Shivik Tzadik. Any more chumras you have for me? So, that's also a time. The last, the six and seven were Parush Mahava and Parush Meyira. Someone who's Parush Mahava and Parush Meyira. Mira means, Mahava means Havas Chara Mitzvahs, and not because of Havas Mitzvahs Hashem, Havas Chara Mitzvahs, and Yira means Fa'in Shem, it's also Shloy L'Shma. So that's also a Tain, Omole Abaya, Omole Abaya Rav Alatana, Oloi Titi Pirip Shavah Paras Mira. Don't be Gair, it's Paras Shavah Paras Mira, because that's a good thing. Don't worry, don't Rav, Oloi Miyasik Odom Matayra Mitzvahs to fill Shloy L'Shma, Shemitayk Shloy L'Shma, Bo L'Shma. It's always good to learn Shloy L'Shma. Because in the mindset, at the end of the day, from the Torah Shema, you'll have a Lishma. And that's really the goal. But the Torah Shema is also a Madrega, because that will bring you to the Lishma. So therefore, don't be Garis Parash Mahav Varash Yir, because it's a good thing. If it's Chara Mitzvahs, even if I'm not supposed to do any Mitzvahs, because I'm not supposed to have a Chara, but the mindset is a good thing. Or your Yir is, because Yir is Einshim. Even though the real level is Havas Hashem, but the mindset is a good thing for that Torah Lishma. Omer Nachma Yitzchok. The Metamrom, the Megalia. That means when it comes to people, what's Nister is Nister, what's Goli is Goli. When it comes to Beidina Rabba, when it comes to Akaris Baruch Hu, Hashem knows everything. Beidina Lispara Mahani, the Chofa Gundi. Hashem will pay back for those who cover themselves with a talus and make believe they're Prushim and they're not really Prushim. Omer Yani Malka Levisei. Yani Amalka, Yani Amalach. When he was alive, he was very bad to meet the Chavim. He killed out most of them. And when he was about to die, his wife was scared that after Yane dies, they're going to rebel against the Malucha because they're angry at him. So he said, no, al tisirum el prushim, don't worry about the prushim, don't worry about the tzaddikim, because they're not going to take revenge on you, because they're tzaddikim. They're loyim mishen prushim, and don't worry about the people who are not prushim, because they love me. So who you should be worried from? Only be worried, el ma'at tzvuim. So daim el prushim, that the only thing worried about the tzvuim, the people who are not tzvuim in color, it's not toichi gabarik. It's not what you see, what you get. That's what tzvuim mean. That's what you have to worry about. So daim el prushim, they believe they're tzaddikim, but they're really ma'aseim kemaisa zimri v'akshus charka pinchas. Their ma'ase is a ma'ase zimri, and which is we know which is ma'ase of znus, which is a rasha, and they want schar like pinchas who kill them. They're saying, oh, I'm so chash like pinchas, but really ma'ase zimri. Or Rashi says it means the gabi znus. They're like ma'ase zimri. Either way, says those the people the phonies. That's what you have to be scared of. Don't worry about tzaddikim. We're not tzaddikim. You only have to worry about the phonies. I'll stop here. We'll continue on the next year for the Mishnah.